What's going on, everybody, and welcome to The Other Side of the Firewall, where we talk about the latest and greatest of cybersecurity news, as well as reality those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color made to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Tynes.
What's up, what's up?
What's going on? So, welcome to Monday's episode. So, we're recording this on Easter Sunday. So, happy Easter. So Monday, Tuesday, our topics, Wednesday, discussion, Thursdays, Ask SSP. This week will be Kenneth Ellington. And then, this week will be Daryl Brooks. Next week will be Kenneth Ellington. I'm always doing them a week in the can. So please forgive me. And then Fridays, everything else, movies, books, games, all that good stuff. So without further ado, I give it to Shannon.
All right, everybody. So this article comes from CNBC.com, written by Ashley Caput, and it's titled United Health Group has paid more than $3 billion to providers following cyber attack. So the United Health cyber attack, we've talked about it on the show. It's been a big thing in the news. More than likely, your life has been impacted by this. One of the things that I didn't really think about was knowing that there is an issue in processing payments when it comes to things that run through United Health. Like, how are these doctors being paid and these pharmacies for the medicines they're dispensing and things of that nature? Well, United Health Group has been putting the bill for that, and it's to the tune of $3.3 billion that they've provided to providers affected by the cyber attack for Change Healthcare. So $3.3 billion that they are eating right now. And the number's going to keep going up. So United Health Group, like, this is, this is why cybersecurity is important. So I'm not going to say it was the case that maybe they didn't take it as seriously as they should have, or they should have been doing something different, but this is the second and third order effects from that, right? So if for whatever reason they were like, that's not as important as we think it needs to be, or whatever the case may be, the CEO feels differently now. Like, when it starts costing them money, this is when they go into the mode of, okay, we need to do something differently, to the tune of $3.3 billion. And I don't know how it works out. If it's one of those things where it's like, okay, this is an IOU. Hopefully there's no interest. They're not like bookies or something like that. Like, what's the vig? You know what I mean? Like, they're not doing anything like that. But I don't know if it's one of those things where everything gets sorted out and everything is back up and running like it should be. That they're like, okay, well, this is what is owed to us now. We're going to take this, you know, from companies or whatever it may be, but it's a lot of money for them to front, right? And I don't know how long they can keep doing this, right? Eventually the issue is gonna work itself out. It's gonna get fixed, right? We hope, to where everything is back up running 100% as it needs to be, because in the world we live in nowadays, it's just how it is, right? Insurance companies doing billing, processing, things of that nature. It's just the way everything is set up. So we're not going to be able to get away from that and do anything new, right? Definitely not everybody coming out of pocket for these expenses in the U.S. They're a lot more expensive in the U.S. than they are in other places. But they're eating $3.3 billion now. That number's only going to go up. You know what I mean? So this is one of those things where this is why cybersecurity is important, because this is where it can cost you. It's like casinos. They have it down to the cent what they lose every day if for whatever reason the cyber attack has them going down, or a natural disaster even, right? Like, you got your Katrina's out there and things of that nature. That's not what we're talking about here, but for cyber attacks, yes, that the amount of money they're losing. We've talked about them on the show. We've talked about casinos that have been victim of cyber attacks, what they're losing per day. Like, they know that. They know these things. And I can guarantee you they've done the math for this one as well, because $3.3 billion is nothing to laugh at. Even though the medical industry is a cash cow for a lot of these places that are out there now, like, they don't want to be doing this, right? And again, this is even with them knowing, I'm pretty sure they're going to get some money on the back end once everything is back up again. But even with that, like, who wants to front that money? You know what I mean? That's one of those things where I don't know if they're publicly traded or anything like that, but like, you got investors that are like, I don't know, this is a safe bet anymore. You know what I mean? Like, when's my dividend come back to me if we're paying out this much? You know what I mean? That's my dividend going out the window, right? So it's people that are giving money to them are not looking at it, right? And again, the public trust thing that I say all the time, that's always a thing to think about as well. But Ryan, what's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I also did not know the extent of their reach. So before I go on, but please like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Always forget to bring them back to the top. So we are trying to hit 500 subscribers. We're close-ish. So definitely you know, if you are watching this on YouTube, please like, share, subscribe. Subscribe being the most important, but engagement's also very important as well. And then on top of it, check out the newsletter. So the newsletter is up to 900 subs. So it's growing and it's continuously evolving. So we like to put a lot of good content in there on top of the recap every week. So check us out. But back to the topic at hand. Yeah, I didn't know the reach was as big as it was. It says 94% of hospitals were impacted. So pretty much every hospital felt the wrath of this Black Hat or Alfie, whatever they're going by right now, cyber attack. So that's why that Biden administration had to open an investigation to not only track this people down. Say they issued a $10 million reward for information on this group, or to, you know, if you turn somebody in, but also just in general investigation to see what the impact was, because apparently 15 billion billing transactions annually run through UnitedHealth group, as well as one in every three patients' records pass through their systems, and they still know the extent of what data was taken. So it could be who knows what ungodly amount of information was stolen during this cyber attack. Then on top of it, their shares dropped 6%. So like you said, trust is not currently that high, and then like you said, also the bills are going to go up from here. So they paid $3.3 billion so far, but there's a lot of doctors that have not gotten paid. A lot of clinicians or hospitals have not received their payments. And then on top of it, what's the fallout? Is there going to be a class action? Is there going to be some kind of penalty or fine? I would hate to be on our cyber team right now, because that audit's going to be mean. But it has to be done. So expect a NIST, CSF, HITRUST, maybe an ISO. I don't know what else they get smacked in the face with, but it's probably going to be a full audit against them.
So I wonder if this is going to prompt it to where, and I don't know how it works, admittedly, with all of this, but like, I wonder if people are going to get a choice now in who their billing goes through for stuff like this, right? Like, is this going to prompt it to where all of a sudden in the U.S. they're going to be like, all right, we're going to allow you to pick, you know, who does your billing or who does this, or if like there's a contract with UnitedHealth where they're like, hey, we do it for all of these networks and this is what it is. I'm just curious about that.
Sounds like they do it for everybody, though. That's 94%.
I know. I know. But like, when one falls, somebody else stands up. Like, that's just kind of how it happens.
No, very true. But yeah, I was surprised. I did not know they were that big. But I mean, now it looks like they're too big to fail. So that causes other issues, right? Do they get propped up by the government if they start to have issues, if the money goes up too high for these payments? Or are they broken up because they're some kind of monopoly of some sort that just went under the radar? I honestly don't know. Again, that's humongous. Only 6% of hospitals do not go through them. Like, who are these hospitals?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Like, it's history repeating itself, except it's not, you know, banks and automakers now. Different industry altogether. Like, the too big to fail is just, like, if that's what capitalism is, like, it's the strongest is going to survive out there. Like, why not let them fail? Like, let them fall. Be like, hey, you guys will learn this in your next job, I guess, because the CEOs are still going to be running a company somewhere else. Like, they're not going to lose their job altogether. That's not going to happen. Well,
right.
For that company, they will, but then they'll just go and be on a board somewhere for a little while and be a CEO somewhere else. Like, look at my experience. Yeah, look at your experience. Like, you bought them Lehman Brothers, you know what I mean? Like,
right. I don't know. I just, like, I think with them having such a stranglehold on the billing system, right? They've acquired a lot of companies of some sort, or they just grew exponentially. There you go. Yeah, I don't know. Because how long does it take to break them up? Is it even worth it?
But I don't know, though. So, like, with the numbers that you said, though, like, with the percentages that they have, how is that not a monopoly? Like, that should have been broken up long ago, following those rules. They have a monopoly on the billing industry when it comes to medical billing. So shouldn't the government have stepped in and be like, yeah, you can't have all of this? I mean, they do it for cable companies. Cox or and Comcast
or Microsoft
all the time. Or, yeah, you know, Microsoft or stuff that I don't even see the same way they do. I'm like, that doesn't seem the same. But
okay, yeah, they try to break up Apple. Yeah. So I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how that works. I don't know who gets a pass and who doesn't. And if this hadn't happened, then they probably would just be left him alone. So who's to say what the future holds? It usually takes what, weeks before we hear about like the congressional inquiries trying to figure things out. I think if the tally keeps going up, then it definitely will become mainstream news because everyone is impacted. I think we're in a bubble being vets, right? We won't necessarily see it because I pay, you know, like universal healthcare rates. So, but I did notice that my prescription refills were delayed, so there was a little bit of a disruption on our side as well. So we'll see what the future holds. But yeah, it's pretty interesting. Like I did not know they were that big, and I probably a lot of people did not know that they were that big. So it's crazy that like so this goes again, like you said, it's the spotlight. Like so no one knew about how big this was and how far reaching or the implications, and now because of this disruption, yeah, all eyes on them. So that
and
sucks.
Not like Tupac, that's the thing.
Not like Tupac. So we'll see what the future holds. But yeah, like this has been something that's come up like almost every week. It's one of our most watched and listened to videos as well, the original, because it was impacting so many people, and we see why now. Everybody pretty much 76%, like no clue. Like, or maybe they're animal hospitals. I don't know. Who's not taking United Health? I guess money at this point. So we will see what the future holds. But definitely continue to tune in. Check us out on all the things. So we now have a daily article to accompany the daily videos and audio. It's all embedded in one place. You can either find it on LinkedIn or you can find it on Medium. And then every week we do a recap, which has all of the episodes embedded, all the audio embedded, and then whatever else we happen this week. So in this one, I covered some of Universal. So I talked a little bit about it. So the newsletter is only getting bigger. Like again, we have like over 900 subs, trying to get that to 1,000. We have almost 500 subscribers on YouTube, trying to get to 500. And then audio, I think we have roughly the same number. So continue to share us with your friends. So hit us up by the website, say by our name, see either the other side of the firewall, the other side of the FW, or ask SSP on all the platforms of choice. You can hit me up personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RYRY Security Guy. You can find me on LinkedIn, Clubhouse, Twitter,
Threads,
IG, Threads, and now TikTok for Ask SSP. While that lasts. And then you get up with Chris on LinkedIn at Chris Abacon or Chris A. Bay. Stay safe. Stay secure.